Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and when it comes to traffic laws and the mayor, is it vision zero for thee but not for me? After the mayor's security detail was caught by a reporter speeding and running stop signs with the mayor in the passenger seat last week, there's new scrutiny on the laws that they do and don't have to obey, especially in light of the mayor's vision zero proposals to get everyone else to go more slowly and obey traffic signs more scrupulously to try to bring the number of traffic deaths down to zero in New York City. DNA Info criminal justice columnist and editor Murray Weiss joins me now to talk about the incident and some of the underlying questions. Hey, Murray, how you doing?
All right. How are you?
Good. So you must have been watching the Winter Olympics because you told my producer that this whole thing is about ice dancing. Huh?
I did draw a comparison to ice dancing in the sense that security details, they get to know the person that they're driving. They get both not just friendly with them, but they also get to know their nuances, but also they get to pay attention to the events and policies that surround the person they drive. So in this case, to my mind, there is an element of he's a new mayor, which brings its own problems, with some of which, you know, are quite evident, but also for a detail that's relatively new. Their mission is to move the mayor around. You know, it's a package. That's almost how they refer to it. They move around in several cars. They go together, and they're bringing their package from point A to point B. Perhaps that this little team, this ice dancing team here of the security detail and the mayor, they're not paying close attention to what he's actually saying and what policies and press conferences they're going to. So they may have made a little mistake here in not recognizing that they are driving a guy around who's been preaching for the past couple of days in advance of it, this zero, you know, this vision zero policy of following the laws, et cetera. And they might not have been as maybe a year from now when this ice dancing couple have a lot more time. You know, Bloomberg's detail, to draw another quick comparison, I don't think you would have seen them leave a press conference about, you know, not drinking 32-ounce sodas and then walk into the bodega on the street and come out with 32-ounce bottles of soda.
Right.
So I think that played a role in this.
Good point from a public relations standpoint, maybe a rookie mistake for Mayor de Blasio. But what about the convention of driving a mayor around? I mean, I think the implication of the reporting on this, especially in some quarters, has been that Mayor de Blasio is a hypocrite, and even that he's kind of a limousine liberal in a very strict sense here of, you know, telling everybody else that they need to slow down and be more careful on the roads from now on, while he thinks he's above it all and, ha, that's not for me. I don't have to obey those rules. I'm the mayor. My guess is that that's not what's happening here. And I wonder if you, with your, you know, long experience in this area, know what the convention is. Is this just the way mayors are driven around? And that would be true on a typical day for Michael Bloomberg, a typical day for Rudy Giuliani. And so here we are, and this is just the way mayors get driven around.
I think your first point, there may be some truth to it, that he too isn't, you know, the mayor himself isn't sensitive that, you know, what you speak and how you act have to be in sync. The convention on this is, you know, clearly you're driving the mayor around. Are you going to bend the rules and to your own path? Yeah, but the conventions don't allow this, actually. The security detail, the number one general rule is you obey the traffic laws, period. That is number one. However, because you're driving the mayor of the city of New York, there are extra things that you have to be conscious of. And it's true with any dignitary. You know, when you have like a caravan here, it's two cars, you're protecting somebody who there could be threats against, both serious and just from cranks. There are certain things that you have to do as a security detail, like never get trapped in traffic. That's a principal rule. You never want to get yourself in a position where there's no way out, which is in traffic. You want to go with the traffic. However, you're not allowed to abuse the privilege of lights and sirens. You're not supposed to violate the traffic laws. And, you know, these guys clearly did. I think they're trying to manage this problem by saying, you know, there's security detail. We don't discuss security and why we do what we do. But they have to stay in tandem. So maybe rolling through that stop sign and making a turn when there's no traffic, that keeps the two cars together. You know, some of it is a delicate, you know, balance of are we violating the laws or are we accomplishing our mission? Now, what people don't see is, you know, behind the scenes, there's a lot of work that goes into transporting a dignitary person. As you know, people like the mayor have advance teams. If they have to go to another location, they have advance cars that follow the route, that track the traffic. They drive the route that he's supposed to take, so they are in a position to radio back to the mayor's detail that, you know, don't take this bridge, go this route. You know, when I came, you know, as I was approaching the school, if that's his next press availability or his next meeting, that they advise them how to go and where to go and what kind of traffic pitfalls they may encounter. So there is, you know, there's a lot of advance work going on here to move a dignitary around. So it's not just willy-nilly, let's take them somewhere, we got a next place to go, and it just happenstance the route they go and where they go and what laws they abide by and what they don't.
And from the NYPD statement the other day, quote, at certain times under certain conditions, this training may include the use of techniques such as maintaining speed with the general flow of traffic and may sometimes include tactics to safely keep two or more police vehicles together in formation when crossing intersections. So that's similar to what you were just saying. Is there anything about not keeping the mayor in particular sitting at a light because he's a sitting duck?
Well, you know, as I indicated, you know, keeping the mayor, you know, out of places where he's you can be jammed into traffic where you can't get out. You know, you are moving, you know, people who have security issues. You know, that's a fact. You know, other agency heads who misuse their license, you know, their lights and sirens, you know, they get reprimanded. But the mayor, you know, does have a special place. And yes, you know, do we want to sit at this light? He's also a busy man, which brings another issue here. You know, Bloomberg, you know, and I know people around Bloomberg a long time. You know, he always was very punctual and ahead of schedule. And if the advance team was telling him the traffic was heavy, you know, he would make himself available to be moving sooner. You know, Mr. de Blasio here in his first weeks and even during his campaign, you know, has a reputation here for running late. And that puts a little more pressure on the detail.
Right. And what about regular emergency vehicles like, you know, the everyday police car and fire truck and EMS ambulance? If, you know, I mean, there are people, Murray, I'm sure I don't have to tell you, but from personal experience, I used to live down the block from one of the police precincts and the neighbors were always unhappy that they were triple parking when nobody else could, you know, their personal vehicles. They were driving the wrong way down the one-way street there to get to the precinct when obviously nobody else could. And there was this sense of, you know, that they were flaunting it, that they were abusing it. So what about regular vehicles not carrying the mayor, but that are emergency vehicles but not on emergency trips?
Listen, as I said at the outset here, all people, law enforcement, emergency vehicles, when they're not on emergencies, the general rule is they have to follow the traffic laws. It's plain and simple. You know, do they abuse it? Do they bend the rule because they're part of a universe that you and I aren't part of? You know, that happens.
And let me play a quick clip of the new transportation commissioner, Polly Trottenberg, appointed by de Blasio. She was here on Friday. And so I asked her about this incident and whether the mayor is included in Vision Zero Caution or not.
All of us are going to take a look at how, as we're traveling around the city, we're going to do it as safely as possible, public officials and the public alike.
So does she seem to be opening the door there to a real reevaluation?
I don't want to speak for her. She spoke for herself. I mean, what they're doing is, you know, they're going to try to send out the word to make it clear to people that the kind of stuff you're discussing here, you know, bending the rules, going the wrong ways, that and not obeying the laws, is no one's above it. You know, the mayor has come out with a very clear policy here that he himself, and this is, you know, bad for him, he's been caught and portrayed as being a bit hypocritical. I think they're going to retool the get the word out that this is what the rules are and this is what we're going to obey.
And of course,
unless there's an emergency.
And there's the extra political note that the mayor did not take questions about this at a news conference on Friday. He simply passed along the issue to the NYPD. I wonder if we would still be talking about it today had he just taken a question or two and said, this is what the policy should be, and either we made a mistake or no, we didn't make a mistake, and the mayor is in a different category, and here's why. So he has yet to come out with that, and I know he's going to be pressed by the media until he does. Murray Weiss, DNA Info columnist and criminal justice editor, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
And the Leonard Lopate Show is coming up next on WNYC. Brian Lehrer, talk to you tomorrow.